This is the Order of Battle. Thanks for joining the Order of Battle podcast for another episode. Joel, Jason, and Sometimes A discuss collecting G.I. Joe, other 1/18 scale action figures, and in general, what sparks joy. It's a lot of things, but almost always toys. This is the Order of Battle podcast.
It's me, A. Welcome back to A's Order of Battle podcast, Pirate Radio. Yes, I'm taking over again. I guess time to get into what I wanted to talk to you about. So, 1027, it's got some pretty cool stuff. We're also going to be talking about unboxing of the Hiss tank, which I really loved. I'm in love with that thing, and I was freaking out, and it was not a game. My dad specifically asked me, it was not a game. I was in love. I guess I'll start with that. Honestly, I wish they had shown the figures, but what actually matters to me is how beautiful that thing is. A machine of pure death, and I love it. The guns are amazing. The tread covers, love those. Honestly, it was amazing, and I loved Ron's artwork, Ron Rudat, on the Bakwants 100 for the figure, the tactician. I also really like the missile launchers that are on the side. Pop out, go in, pop out. And the flaps kind of just look like unassuming fuel. And then you put the missile launchers in and they're major death machines. And I love it. And honestly, the retro stuff, don't really care about it. If they're going to make it retro, at least give it the gullwing doors. The canopy is so amazing. Oh, it's beautiful. I really like red parts and the gullwing doors. Gullwing doors. That's such a fun thing to say. Gullwing doors. I also really like the small Gatling guns that are on the side. Not the main cannons. The Gatling guns that are on the side of the turret part. I really like those. And I like how they can come off and actually fit in figures' hands. I also like how the inside of the back is like that little seat area for a third character. I really like that. I just love that thing. And the box art's amazing. I love it. Just beautiful. On to 1027. I'm really excited for the name-only reveals that they did. Iron Grenadier and Raptor. I also wonder if later they're going to do, like, an Iron Grenadier, what was it, Sergeant they made in Modern? It's, like, purple instead of red. I hope they make one of those, because that guy looks really cool. I wish they had given us digital renders. I don't really like name only. They're just not enough. I'm also pretty excited for Raptor. I wonder what they'll do with him, because I wonder what the wings will be like. The favorite thing was the satisfying suspension on the Vamp. And the rubber tires. Oh, it's beautiful. I love it. And the satisfying, just the boom, and the wheels on the wood, or whatever that table the turntable is called. Oh, it's just amazing. Clutchroak's great too. I really like his Steel Brigade helmet. It's amazing. It's so good, and I love it. I just can't get over that. That's all for G.I. Joe, but Star Wars. Yeah, the Vintage Collection Andor was cool. It's Vintage Collection 4-inch. My favorite thing for Star Wars was the 2-pack of Mace Windu and the 187th Clone Trooper. Mace Windu. He's a really cool Jedi. Purple lightsaber. That's all you need to know. 187th Clone Trooper, it's beautiful. It's Phase 2, yes. Phase 2's still pretty cool. Phase 1's better, though. I'm glad that his helmet's actually removable, because my Ahsoka Troopers don't have removable helmets. I also really liked the reissue of Paz Vizsla. I have him, but sadly the cord for the Gatling gun cannon, that broke. And I'm trying to force my father to buy me the new one, because I need another Paz Vizsla, because Paz Vizsla is very cool. I guess on to Marvel Legends. Honestly, the figures looked amazing. That's not what we're here to talk about. I really liked the Collector Quip t-shirt. The Minton card, which I get. Mock. Minton card. I get that one. Wrong costume. And one briefcase. I sort of get that one. Those are really cool. I honestly kind of want one. But yeah, that's pretty much it. And Ghostbusters, I'm really excited for. And I'm not getting. Not a huge Ghostbusters guy, but I still like Ghostbusters, and the HasLabs have both been amazing. The handheld PKE monitor. Ghost Strap's also really cool. I like the pedal. That's also really cool. Honestly, I just think the Ghostbusters thing is just really cool, and I like it. And for the 100 years of Hasbro with Alan Hassenfeld, that was pretty cool. Like how the $1 million is going to be divided between four charities. You get the vote every time you buy an item. Also, recently, we got in some new 6-inch figures and also some pretty cool stuff. We got in the Vintage Collection Sabine Wren from Ahsoka because, like, we're going to get the Ghost HasLab. And we need the whole Ghost crew, because they're amazing. She also came with a Lothcat and a lightsaber. Lothcat, amazing. Lightsaber, I gave to an Ewok. We also got in some Vintage Collection Ewoks. Queen Kanisa? Who knows what her name is? And Wicket, the 2-pack Vintage Collection Ewoks. We also got in Chuckles. He's amazing. I don't really like the beat-up face, though. And we got in Omega from the Bad Batch cartoon. We got the Bounty Hunter gear Omega from Season 2. That's pretty much all we've recently got in. Probably the best thing on this list of things. I finally get to go to Iowa. AR, here I come. I'm not really looking for anything. That's pretty much what I say every year. Honestly, it's probably not going to be a big spender, even though I raked a bunch of leaves so I can get money. Well, since it's my first year going, please come to AR Des Moines. It's just going to be really cool to see a bunch of G.I. Joe people, and probably some I haven't met, because finally get to go to Iowa.
Let's end it here. Thanks again for spending time with us discussing toys and other geeky things. Our logo was made by Rhino. The music we use was created by Self Help. You can find Joel on Instagram at Order of Battle Pod. Jason is on Twitter at Order of Battle PD. Our email is orderofbattlepod@gmail.com. We'd love to hear from you, and thank you for your likes, comments, outreaches, and just being here with us.
This has been the Order of Battle.